Five, four, three, two, one. Welcome to the Jorge Cruz Podcast. Feel great all day. Brought to you by Zero Hunger Water.
Well, welcome back. I'm Jorge Cruz, and welcome to the Jorge Cruz Podcast. Bienvenidos, if you speak Spanish. We have subtitles. You can read the show in Spanish. I speak Spanish. That was my first language. My mother is from South America, Colombia. So as a little boy growing up with my mama, was her name was Gloria, we only spoke Spanish. So a lot of people think I speak English really well. I always thank you guys for that, but I speak Spanish a little better. Sometimes it's Spanglish, you guys know what I mean? But bienvenidos, welcome to the podcast today. Today is an incredible episode because we're talking about everyday solutions that are out in the marketplace today. We're going to talk about things that people use like Ozempic. We're going to talk about caffeine, like in coffee, and fiber, and about three other options. So a total of six things that in today's place, many people are utilizing. And I'm going to give you my opinion as someone who's written 39 books on diet and health and tell you what I think, because I've done some research to prepare for today's episode. I've talked to a lot of physicians, a lot of medical doctors. I'm going to tell you this because we're going to be talking about prescriptions and all that, to always check with your doctor before starting any advice from me, especially. I'm just a guy who exercises and eats right and loves nutrition. I am not a physician. So always check with your doctor before taking my advice. But this is advice that works for my clients and myself. So I thought I'd share it with you on this episode because literally, if 2024 were the year of news, which there's so much news out there when it comes to health and wellness, one topic has been reigning supreme. Literally supreme in the news everywhere. It's because people like Oprah Winfrey or Sharon Osbourne are public about using prescriptions like Ozempic. And prescriptions now that you can inject into your stomach once a week, turn off your hunger the whole week. Literally. Now, is that good? Is that bad? That's what we're going to talk about on today's show. We're also going to talk about other things that are more common, like caffeine and coffee, even on prescription things like tobacco, and what my take is on all these arsenals that you can utilize to kind of win this battle against the weight and the hunger control, and why I would pick only one or two maybe, and then skip a few, and then maybe pass on one or two. So we're going to talk about that, all that today. Before we get started, I want to give a special thanks to Zero Hunger Water. If you haven't seen this, this is Zero Hunger Water. Can you guys see it there in the camera? There it is. Zero Hunger Water. This is Blood Orange. And Blood Orange, I call this the most delicious one. It's my favorite. It's also coming out in lemonade and cranberry raspberry, which is also one of my favorites, carbonated as well, and still. So you guys are going to love it when it comes out. Special thank you to my entire team that brings this together, especially David Allred. Thank you, David, for all your support of the podcast. He is the other half of Zero Hunger Water. He's my business partner. And when I told him, David, I love Zero Hunger Water, and I want it to be on the table because I drink it always. I've been making this at home for 3 years now, and to see it where it's going to be ready, direct to consumers and all that, I'm thrilled. So this will be coming up, by the way, in March to the internal public, not the full public. We're going to a place called Anaheim, and I want to invite you to come out if you're in Los Angeles, March 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. We'll have a booth in Anaheim. If you want to come out, come and enjoy the sunshine in California. It's right next door to Disneyland. A lot of people go to that and then come to Expo West. But we'll have a booth there. I'll be there with David and our team sampling this to everyone there. And it'll be in the stores eventually, but it'll be direct to consumers in April, May, in that time frame as well. So super excited and thankful to Zero Hunger Water for all their support. So big thank you for that. So let's get started with the show. So when I was thinking about what I can share with you guys that is valuable and useful, you know, truly useful, I thought we have to start with the biggest monster out there. And I don't want to call it a monster because, you know, it works. And that is Ozempic, or injectables like Ozempic. And there are quite a few out there these days. The list keeps growing daily. It was originally a diabetic medication, or a medication for people that were clinically overweight at a certain level, like obese, to really help regulate their diabetes. And now it's being not just used off-label, but now it's used as an injection for hunger control, for weight loss. And you have to talk to a doctor, and sometimes insurance covers it, sometimes it doesn't. It doesn't matter whether it does or not. It is expensive, but is it safe? That's the biggest question a lot of people want to know. And my take on it is, you know, fire is beautiful if it's a candle, right, guys? It's romantic even. It's beautiful. But fire used out of control can burn down your home. And that's scary and terrifying. So where is Ozempic? Think of it as a flame, right? It's like a candle. And what you want to do is just use what your doctor recommends. And then what my people, my doctors, and these are top-notch doctors that have written books on the New York Times that I have access to that I can pull up and text and say, hey, what do you think of Ozempic? Give me the plus, the minus. What they all say, it's a great tool and it's okay to use. So my opinion is it gets a thumbs up, Ozempic, but here's how you use it. You have to use it intelligently. And to use it intelligently, what all my doctor friends say, and this is you got to check with your doctor, is to use it episodically. And what does episodically mean? It means doing 2 months on and 2 months off. And then repeating that cycle. So you're cycling through the medication. And while you're on it, you're drinking something like a zero hunger water, mineral water, to help flush it out of your system, help regulate your system. Minerals. Now, most mineral water does not have the ratio and the electrolytes that we're going to talk about on tomorrow's show that are going to churn off hunger, but at least will help. And it'll help detoxify. And if you can drink zero hunger water with Ozempic, that's the perfect storm. 2 months on Ozempic, 2 months off, and drink zero hunger water the whole time because it's going to help flush your system of these toxins. Because what Ozempic does is it literally turns off your body's ability to create peristalsis. Peristalsis is when your colon, small or large, pushes waste out of your system. And basically what Ozempic does when you inject it into your stomach, from what I've seen and what I've researched, is it dysregulates your digestion. You may be thinking, oh, that doesn't sound good. You know, it's going to dysregulate me? Well, yeah, it's going to turn it off. So when you eat something, it ends up, it just doesn't leave your system. So you're like, what? So yeah, you just don't feel hungry. So if you force yourself to eat a hard-boiled egg or something like that, or something small, it's not going to move fast. So you can't eat a lot of food. Now, you may be thinking, oh, I need food. Well, not with Ozempic, because it turns off your hunger. You're not going to be hungry, guys. But here's what you got to be cautious of. And this is a legitimate question that people have been asking me. And you have the right to know about the answer to this, because I think it's important. It really is. So if you dysregulate your system and your digestive is no longer absorbing nutrients or moving waste out of your system, what should you do? Well, I have a very dear friend. His name is Dr. Jason Fung. Check out his books, F-U-N-G. He's in Toronto. He's been on this podcast several times. He's one of the best doctors in the world. And what he got me to understand on past episodes, and I'll put in the show notes his name, his book you should get, and an episode that I did with him, Dr. Jason Fung, where he talks about how if you're obese and you have, say, 60 or more pounds to lose, you got nothing to worry about doing intermittent fasting, because what Ozempic is going to allow you to do is do a hardcore fast where hopefully you're just drinking electrolytes, right? Like a beverage like this. And then that's you're fine. And I used to think, oh my gosh, you're not eating. This is horrible. But if you have belly fat throughout your body, or neck fat, arm fat, butt fat, any fat, it's energy. It's stored energy. That's all fat is. It's not a problem. It's not something that is you. It's just something that's stored on you for when you don't eat. And so if you're going to use Ozempic, obviously follow your doctor's prescription, follow it to the letter, but ask him, hey, if I don't want to eat as much and maybe do something lighter, we're going to talk about shakes on today's show. Maybe a protein shake would be easier on your system. I'm not saying you have to eat Jell-O, but something easy on your system, because whatever you eat that's heavy, if you eat a big piece of meat or an egg or something substantial that I would normally eat to turn off hunger, it's going to stay in there and putrefy. And you're going to have a bit of a smell. You're going to be backed up. And, you know, recently, New Jersey housewives were on their podcast recently talking about how they had to go to the emergency room because they were backed up in this area. Not the best feeling in the world to be full of, well, you know what. And so that's something to think about, because Ozempic is not going to let you go to the bathroom too often. You're just not going to feel it, and you're not going to eat. So minimize it by just not eating as much, drink more fluids, talk to your doctor, and just let the process happen. So use it episodically. And I think you'll be great if you really need it. Now remember, if you got 5 or 10 pounds to lose, you know better than to be using Ozempic. And if a doctor says you can, well, then that's different. I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to argue with any doctor. Doctors are intelligent people. But be cautious, please, of dysregulating your system. Just think about a product that doesn't let you absorb food anymore. That's not good. We need food. We need nutrition. Do not fast forever, you know, because this is going to let you do the incredible fast of your life. But more importantly, you need to get off of it eventually. It's not a long-term solution. It's a short-term fix for people in extreme situations that need that relief and want to get that jump start. But then you got to get your system back online. So use it episodically. Be very cautious of becoming addicted to products that are injectables like that. All right, guys, be cautious, please. From my heart to your heart, I worry for people like that. So be cautious. And a lot of my friends and celebrities are on it. So I've been talking to a lot of people, giving them my best feedback about just cycling it off and on. So be cautious. All right, so enough on that. It definitely gets a thumb up. It's a tool that works. Check with your doctors. Let's move on. Now, the next one, let's talk about coffee. Coffee is basically caffeine. Right? What does caffeine do to your body? Well, it's going to turn off your hunger. It does work. People used to drink a lot of coffee to turn off hunger. Now, what happens with that much caffeine? Well, one cup of coffee has approximately 125 milligrams of caffeine. That stays in your system 2 to 3 days. So if you wonder why you don't sleep well at night, and you have 3 to 4 cups of coffee a day, do the math on it. The numbers are massive on caffeine. That could take a week or two to get out of your system. And you're never going to sleep really well at night if you're on a lot of caffeine. So here's my suggestion for you. I would say it's not a negative. It's fine coffee. Be cautious. Know yourself. But what I had to do just last year recently was go from regular coffee to decaf. I needed decaf. Because decaf has only 5 milligrams. Of caffeine versus 125. Do you see the difference? It's huge. And I can have 1 or 2 cups in the morning and I do a Breve cappuccino, which simply means it's half and half and it's decaf. And it's amazing. You get that at Starbucks. That's the fancy term if you love coffee. Now, it won't really turn off your hunger because it doesn't have much caffeine in it. So is it good? I mean, it tastes good. I like coffee. I'm hooked on it since college and high school. But I don't use it to turn off my hunger, and I don't do full caffeine. I just don't. I just have stopped for many, many months, and I only do decaf. So do decaf unless you want to stay up at night. And then if you do real coffee, it's going to help. But it's not a long-term solution because you need to sleep too. Do you know what I mean? So be cautious of caffeine and coffee and caffeinated beverages because too much is too much. Let's talk about the third one, fiber. Now, I think fiber, I mean, it's a tough subject. For me, it's going to be a pass, and I'll tell you why. It's not a negative. It's not a thumbs down, but it's a pass, and it's not something I enjoy, so it's not a thumbs up. But I'll tell you, it's based on this idea of volumetrics. Volumetrics simply means that the more you can eat of high volume, low calorie food and eat it like a bowl of carrots or a bowl of cucumbers or a bowl of celery sticks, and you just eat them, it fills up your stomach. Your stomach gets filled up with fiber that's full of water and fiber and all this like fibrous mush. And then you're good. You're full. Your stomach is full. The sad thing is that it doesn't last that long because you move it out of your system because it doesn't dysregulate your system. So it's going to get pushed out. And then you're always doing number two. And as much as I like going to the bathroom, I don't mind peeing. Just being honest, maybe it's too much information and I'm sorry if it is. Cover your ears, but I'd rather not be sitting in the bathroom for hours. And I used to do a lot of high volume foods until lunch. I wrote a book called Tiny and Full on the subject. Not my favorite book looking back on it. I kind of wish I would have skipped it. But if you're a vegan, I get it. You eat a lot of plants. God bless the vegans if they can tolerate that much fiber in their diet. I know people do psyllium husks as well or Metamucil. It's just not my thing. So for me, it's a pass. Does that make sense, guys? But for you, it's not going to hurt you. Follow the instructions. Add the right amount of water. Don't go low on the fiber and low on the sugar or high on the fiber and high on the water. Just use moderation. Follow the instructions. It's okay, but for me, it's a pass, fiber. I'm just not my thing. So now let's talk about something that is my thing that I love that's a thumbs up, and that's protein shakes. So if you're on Ozempic or just want to lose weight quickly and let your system kind of have time to heal itself and all that, you don't want to eat heavy, heavy things necessarily unless you're really hungry. We're going to talk about that on episode 169 when we talk about an eating plan. So I'm going to give you a full 7-day eating plan at the end of this series called Why You're Hungry, right? But here's what I would say about protein shakes. I love them. I have one most every day. I usually save it as a treat at night. I do a collagen mix with whey protein that I get at my favorite store in the world, Costco. Shout out to Costco. How many people shop at Costco? I love Costco. I've been going there since I was 9. It was called Price Club back in San Diego, but I love Costco. And if you love Costco, you can get these big bags of whey protein and big cylinders of collagen protein. Now, my favorite collagen is by Primal Kitchen. My buddy Mark Sisson sells that. But they have Vital Proteins there at Costco. They have different types of whey. Chocolate's my favorite, but you can do vanilla. It doesn't matter on the flavor, but just avoid sugar. High protein is good. Add ice cubes, water. You don't need milk or almond milk. Just keep it simple. Drink that and you'll be set. It's a good solution. It gets a thumbs up in my book as a way to control hunger and even replace meals. Protein shakes are great. And they won't push you to the bathroom. There's no fiber in a protein shake. I wouldn't add fiber and protein together. You could, but I'm not going there. Just because I don't like sitting in the bathroom for hours each day. I'm just not saying much more than that. All right, guys, you get my vibe, right? So protein shakes are great. Thumbs up on that. Great tool to turn down hunger. It's a great option. Simple and easy. The next one I have here, which is an important one, is non-prescription drugs. Now, you may be thinking, which one, Jorge? Well, let's start with one that we're all familiar with called cigarettes or tobacco. Non-prescription, you can get it at Costco. I don't think you can anymore. But you can get it, you know, drugstores and all that. And cigarettes, good or bad? Well, take a sip of water here. I just feel like tobacco is going to put you in a place of addiction. And anything that causes you an addiction and is not good for your health and becomes something you don't use on rare occasion or episodically, I mean, smoking is just something that's hard to quit, right, guys? So I would probably say skip that and just pass on smoking. Obviously, if you smoke marijuana, you're going to get the munchies, so that's not a problem. That does the opposite, but cigarettes turn off hunger, tobacco, so avoid both if you can. What I would say is the other non-prescription drugs that most common seen in Hollywood, and you know, I've been in Hollywood a lot. I used to live in Malibu. I can tell you the people I've met in LA, there's a lot of speed, shall we say, things like cocaine, crystal meth, heroin that a lot of people try at a party and then they get hooked for life. And I just don't want that for you guys. I just think if something like sugar is already addictive enough, tobacco and marijuana are very addictive, but these speed-like products are, it's hard to stop. And I know people that can't stop and have passed, right? It's just scary. Forget coffee. This stuff is like coffee on steroids, and you're never going to sleep. And if you don't sleep well and you don't have that balance in your life where your circadian rhythm is being honored and you have a place to rest at night at a reasonable hour and you're always pushing your body, you'll be thin, but to be... they used to say heroin chic about all the models in New York and LA back in the 70s and 80s. They were doing heroin. They were thin as a rail because you don't eat. And you probably don't even need coffee, you know, even though you can do like cigarettes and coffee. That was the old Hollywood diet in the 40s and 50s to keep people trim. But I would avoid all those things, you know. It's just not a good thing. I would avoid them. These non-pharmaceuticals or non-prescription ones, avoid, guys. Please, please be cautious. I can't say check with your doctor. Just check online and avoid. Get motivated to not utilize these compounds or substances because they're going to put you in a bad place where hunger control won't be a question, but you'll be addicted to a drug that will kill you short term. So be cautious. All right. With that said, we're going to end with the silliest one of all. Number 6 on my list, tapeworms. Now, you may be thinking, tapeworms? Well, there's some people, pretend this Apple Pencil is a worm, that swallow living tapeworms, don't chew them on the way down, and they let them live inside of them so they can help them not feel hungry and eat less. I mean, whoa. That for me is something I can't say check with your doctor. I can only give you a thumbs down because it scares me, anything like that going into my body. I'm just scared. But again, it's a pass. It's a no for me. It's a thumbs down for me. Tapeworms, Google search this. You can see that for many people, sometimes this is an acceptable option. For me, I'm too active. I just can't have, I mean, it feels like the movie Aliens, right? To have some foreign creature in me that is of substance and could grow inside me. It's just, what the heck, right? I mean, what's that doing inside me? So I would avoid tapeworms. And that's the end of my 6 big options that people are using every day to control hunger. Again, Ozempic is the big one, guys. It's the one everyone's using currently in LA and in New York. Be cautious. Check with your doctor. If you're going to use it episodically. That's the word, episodically. I'm going to say it one more time. If you're using Ozempic or a product like it, Use it episodically. Don't use it every day. Do not make it your lifestyle. Be cautious of it. Drink a lot of mineral water or lots of fluids. Get that stuff out of your system and try to take two months on and 2 months off. Try to really be cautious about that pattern where it's two and two. Two on, 2 months, and two off. You'll be better off. Caffeine is great. Cautious of it to your own degree. I do decaf. You know my take on it, so be cautious on that. Fiber, it's just for me, it's just too messy in the bathroom. I'm in the bathroom all day and night. I pass on that as well, so skip that if you can. I feel like protein shakes, you know I give it a thumbs up. I love protein. Not a bad thing. Get the Beast Blender. Love their stuff. Let's see. When it comes to non-pharmaceuticals, you know what I think. Skip those. Skip them all. And then tapeworms. I mean, I'm running away from a tapeworm. If I see it coming towards me, I'm going the other direction. So that's my take on tapeworms. So that's kind of a take on everyday solutions. And I hope no one's writing a book called Ozempic Coffee and Fiber, because I think it would be a bestseller. But, oh my gosh, it's a perfect storm for challenge and controversy. So good luck to anyone writes a book on Ozempic. I'm sure they're writing it now if it's not already out. But just know with this class, with this little master series of five classes, you're going to have everything you need by the end of this to drop up to 2 pounds a day, and you can do it for a week, where you can drop that big, you remember that big thing of fat I had in yesterday's episode? Just remember, that's just 5 pounds of belly fat. So you can probably drop 5 to 7 pounds in a week if you follow the guidelines, not even using anything we talked about today, maybe just decaf and some protein shakes. That's what I would do. So be cautious, be careful, guys. If you have questions, please reach out to me at Jorge@JorgeCruz.com. I love getting your emails. Please reach out to me. You can simply scan me to get my email. Go to my website with the scanner. You can find the show on YouTube there. You can find it on other platforms like Spotify and Apple. And my big ask, my big favor for today, guys, is one thing I want to ask you right now from my heart to yours. If you are on YouTube, I believe YouTube is the future of education. It's the future of what books used to be. YouTube is the world's new library. Right, guys? And I'm so happy to be here with you. But please, this library doesn't grow unless you share it with your loved ones. So please do me a huge favor. Take today's show, copy the link for it, send it out to 5 loved ones. Say, hey, just watch this. Thought you would love it. People do this all the time. They're not going to think you're nuts. Send them this episode, or send them episode 165, yesterday's episode as well, or send them the whole series. We're going to have a link at JorgeCruz.com once they're all up with a free PDF download that will help you understand why you're hungry and how to solve it, and do it all in 7 days. And really for pennies, there's nothing you need to buy. There's no prescriptions you need to do. There's no packaged foods. There's no shakes you have to buy. It's just stuff you have at home, you know, and it's using minerals to transform your health. And that's what we're going to talk about on tomorrow's episode. So join me tomorrow, guys, and come back for episode 167 for tomorrow on the new solutions on minerals. You're going to love that. I've enjoyed this time with you guys. I hope this has been fun, and I hope you enjoyed it. And now you know about tapeworms and some other fun stuff too. So you're now going to be ready for any cocktail party you go to. And now you know all about Ozempic. And just be careful, guys. It's a big world out there, and there's a lot of options. And everything works a little bit. Just pick the ones that work best for you. That's all I can say. And always check with your doctor. All right, guys. Peace and purpose. I'll see you on the next episode. Take good care, and God bless. Bye for now.